K-State Nation. What is going on, everybody? Eddie Greer for another edition of the PPPW Podcast. Yes, I said it. The PPPW Podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, weekly edition, going double this week here on this chilly weekend here in Manhattan, Kansas. The Purple Project Podcast, folks, for those of you very new to the show, all about Kansas State Athletics, Kansas State Wildcats, and the focus will be on the men's basketball roster on this edition of the weekly, of course. Episode 75 is already out. Wherever you listen to your podcast, this will be episode 76. I've done a couple of these this year, earlier this year, for football individually, giving my reactions, rapid reaction to the football games and whatnot. Excuse me. So now I'm going to talk about the men's basketball roster. I've been saying it for the past couple of weeks. I wanted to individualize some of these episodes a little bit. And on today's edition here for half hour-ish, we'll talk about the K-State men's basketball team. Of course, I'm recording this prior to me recording another episode for my other podcast, the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3, which is a NASCAR podcast as well. Obviously, tonight, well, when this goes up tomorrow, we're going to know the results of the ladies team taking on Oregon, 23rd ranked Oregon, in a big showdown and non-con play for the Cats under the lights. The women's basketball team looking for at least a signature win. This would be it right here. Just if you wanted to trend something against, you know, how the ladies have been doing against ranked opponents, you can look right to NC State and South Carolina for that information. There's that as well. This will go out tomorrow night. Yeah, tomorrow night, along with my other episode for my other podcast, which is a NASCAR podcast. But back to the K-State podcast here. This will be all about men's basketball, the roster, looking up and down it here. And 6-3, and actually when this episode goes out, hopefully K-State would take care of Nebraska tomorrow afternoon as well. So that's really strange. Alex said this in this week's weekly episode 75 podcast, that it's been weird seeing all these Sunday games that inconvene with football. So, excuse me again. So now, it'd be interesting to see what happens moving forward, you know, with the schedule and all that. I mean, K-State has won a couple of key Sunday games, including the one in Wichita State, excuse me, not too long ago. So K-State men's basketball right now sitting at 6-3 right now, heading into the rest of their non-conference games. Of course, they still have to play one more during the regular season as well. So there's that. All right, so Davion Bradford. this is one of the key pieces. If you've been a long-time listener by now to the podcast, the Triple P podcast, yeah, Davion Bradford, sophomore, 7-footer, and you would have thought by the size, obviously, the way that he finished off his freshman year last year, you thought he would be coming here, guns blazing and whatnot, right? Excuse me again. So, trying to get through this. All right, so now, got it. Bradford, right? A 7-footer, supposed to be dominant in the paint. That has not come to fruition here so far this season. Obviously, Damon Bradford trying to get over what he had prior to the season starting, which he had ammonia. And that's really taking a couple of steps back. And And his play has obviously shown that. And again, I real kind of taking away what I said in the 75 edition, in the E75 edition of this podcast. Yeah, I mean, they're going to need Bradford's more production. I mean, 6-7 points, you might want to get, you might squeak by it. But at some point, like a backup quarterback, you're going to be needed at some point in a crucial situation to step up and carry the team. Well, that's what I want to do. I hope and hope for Bradford is. I mean, a 7-footer, you should be dominating the paint. There's just no ways around it. I mean, your size, if I had that type of size and mobility, then the other teams would be screwed. But we're not seeing that right now, unfortunately, for Davion Bradford. So he has to. Yeah, he has to work around it and try to get himself back into shape as he can. So obviously the size and strength, he just got to get back to what he's been doing. And so far in 2022 campaign here, he's shooting 53% from the field. Average minutes, he's averaging 15 minutes a game there as well. So Davion Bradford looking to shake the cobwebs out here from St. Louis, Missouri. Jordan Brooks, sophomore from Grayson, Kentucky. East Carter Bosco Institute for Jordan Brooks, who is a sophomore. Maximus Edwards. Now here, this is one of the four transfers that transfer over to K-State in the offseason. Maximus Edwards, freshman from Stratford, Connecticut, our Sever Lutheran school there for Maximus Edwards. And I did hear multiple reports that he was going to be out for the season. That really sucks. So, you mean, right now, the transfer folk that came to K-State, like Ishmashud, drawing a blank, Mark Smith and Marquise Noel, they've really carried a team throughout most of the year. Obviously, Nigel Pack been dealing with injuries and just recovered from a concussion, most recent one as well. So at some point, you love, no question, to get these two together and get these guys together, I should say, not two. There's more than two on a basketball court. Get these guys on the same page. They can do that. Well, they can do, you know, almost, you know, they can get together here and have everybody on the floor at the same time. Then they can definitely compete with anybody in the country. So, and well, anybody in the country, not anybody, but I should take that back. Anybody in the Big 12, not the country. But Maximus Edwards, who was from Stratford, Connecticut, our Sarah Lutheran Church, is not going to play this season. Casey Ezeagu, redshirt junior, Brampton, Ontario, GDA Prep. And then Trey Harris, sophomore from Bloomington, Illinois, as well. Backing up to the redshirt junior from Brampton, Ontario, Casey Ezeagu, who had a big game against Wichita State, came back here, had a nice couple solid games as well at Bramlett. So moving forward, the question is, can Casey find what, you know, that magic wand that they can have? They can smooth things out with between injuries and the way that, you know, COVID has spiked in the recent weeks and all that other stuff. So, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do there. But obviously, NFL is determined to have players on the field. Meanwhile, Casey Ezeagu right now has done a tremendous job. Season to date for him, you got to go to North Dakota. This is the last five games played. so I didn't want to go back too far. But North Dakota, 15 points. Albany, 18. Wichita State, 14 points, 6 rebounds for KCZAU. you get this type of production from your guard, your forward, or your center, then you're going to be some good swinging music at 3 o'clock. that's for sure. So, but yeah, that's the big one right there. Wichita State, 14-6. Marquette, you only have 2 points. You can't have this line, even though you had 8 rebounds. Viziegu, 2 points, 8 rebounds, and an assist there. Then, obviously, the last opponent before Nebraska, Green Bay, 5 points, no rebounds, and no assist for good old Freddie as well. So, I mean, KCZAU's done what he needed to do. Now he's got to continue to keep that consistent play. He can do that. Then this can go a long way to making K-State tough in the Big 12. Eddie Greer III. This is the Purple Project Podcast, PPPW, Episode 76, analyzing the K-State basketball roster. We're only 9 games in, but I figure, hey, let's just get it out. Get it recorded now while they're still in non-con play. So there's that as well. And to be continued on Richard's truck is that either mulch or rock. I dumped rock. No, I was wrong. Yeah, so that apparently that dump was rock. This one is a lot more sophier. So, you know, hey, I mean, at this point, you know, you want to be comfortable. Obviously, it's been chilly and windy here in Manhattan, Kansas. And if it was like this on Wednesday, yeah, we would have been screwed in many ways because, yeah, I mean, there's no snow on the ground, so I'd rather just be working. But, I mean, you have the trail out there, so it just makes it that much more convenient, you know what I mean? The Purple Project Podcast continues analyzing the men's basketball roster, and of course, led by head coach Bruce Weber and Chris Lowry, who've been there since the beginning of this decade. Then, Jason, now I don't know where I got Jason from. Now, what kind of think? I'm trying to think where I got that from. It's not Justin Edwards. Anyways, moving on through this roster. Obviously, you have, let's see where I was at. Yeah, Trey Harris, sophomore, Bloomington in Indiana there. Drew Hunnis, senior, Medicine Lodge in Kansas. Medicine Lodge right now is his major right now. Luke Kasupke, sophomore, from St. Louis. Yeah, St. Louis indeed. He's hitting the wide open jumpers, but same time he's missed quite a few of them in his day. Luke Kasupke obviously was expected to redshirt after a postseason injury. I was not aware of that when doing a little digging earlier today, which kept him out of the 13 games of the 2020-21 season, and then he puts on a out of front, as a freshman, played in the last 16 games after missing the first 13 games due to a foot injury. Was expected to redshirt after the injury, but opted to return due to NCAA waiver regarding COVID-19. He made his first appearance off the bench at number 4. Against Texas there, playing in 10 minutes. It's kind of the gist of the breakdown there. Right there. So, yeah, I'm going to stop right there for the time being on that because I got to get to the other players. But nicely bailed there by K-State there. Get us to know the kid a little bit more. And others. But, yeah, back to Luke Kasupke real quick. Let's see. There we go. So now, Luke Kasupke, right? This is what you got him for, to be that three ball threat from downtown. Am I not correct? Yeah, I am. So, For Luke Kusukwi, obviously his big game came at Wichita State with 8 points. The rest of them, North Dakota, 0, Albany, 2, Wichita State, 8, Marquette, 0, Green Bay, 2. We did not make that up as we went around. That kind of sounded like a pattern a little bit. But that really sounded like we planned that. We didn't. It just happened. So, but Luke Kusukwi, obviously, he's going to need to dig a little bit more back there. So we'll see what happens on that front. Moving along here on this roster sheet that I got on here. Let's see. Logan Landers. Yes, Logan Landers, the Cedarburg, Wisconsin native. For him, he's going to have not even, let's see here. Yeah. So, Illinois, 0 points. North Dakota, 5 points. That was his biggest game. Albany, nothing. So, Wichita State and Green Bay just need to stay in there and fight it out for what it's worth anyways, right? So, yeah, I mean, that's... So, Logan Landers is getting a lot of some playing time here in this instance. There, Green Bay came off the bench for 4 points and 3 rebounds as well for number 33. This is the Purple Project Podcast, weekly edition. Eddie Greer, thank you for hanging out with me. Obviously, that's going to street. Yeah, so there's that. All right, so moving on to throughout the rest of the roster here. Let me see where we're at here. We talked about Logan Landers last time. Siri Lewis from Chicago, Illinois. I don't believe he's played yet in the game this year. I'm going to have to go back and check that. Maybe it was one of the early games, but have not seen you, be so discombobulated with it. I know that feeling. But, yeah, for an immature guy like that, prayers to hopefully everything's okay there. Meanwhile, obviously, let's see. Yeah, Siri Lewis, I played a little bit last year. Now you're getting to the big stuff now. Okay, so now Carlton Lingard, he's played a little bit this year as well for Carlton Lingard. Yeah, so Lingard, obviously, 7-footer, 220, San Antonio, Texas, in high school. So, yeah, there's that as well. Let's see, get another one in here. Yeah, so Ish Mashud, yep. Ish, so far this year, at least he's really heated up here in the last couple games. Obviously, North Dakota, Albany, Wichita State combined 6 points in those three games. Yeah, Ish was trying to find his shot. Apparently, he did. So, right now, it is 7:14. Right now, I thought it was past that. I think it's past that. It's not 7:14. Whoa, where are they getting that from? So, I don't know. So, but yeah. You have to give these guys a little bit of experience, if not any, in this situation. I know Bruce Weber likes to keep it tight off the bench, you know, only play 8 guys, 7 guys. It don't matter. It don't matter which one it is, which combination it is. They just got to go and get it done. So there's that as well. Let's see here. Next, Ishmael Mashud, who has started this year, actually. I just went over him. I just went over him a little bit, and now my tab is off a little bit, so now I'm going to try to get that back in. All right, so next on the list should be Ishmael Mashud, just like what I just talked about a little earlier today as well. It's going to be interesting to see how they do it. Coming up with the women's basketball and men's basketball already. So, we'll have to find out what happens on that front there. Obviously, so I'm getting it back on a schedule here. With everything that's going on, that is not what I want. See, there we go. And I'm in the wrong, team. So that's double whammy on me on that one. Okay, so I think we're back to square one. Yes, we are. So next on the list here, Siri, we're talking about Lewis Carlton Lingard Jr. He played North Dakota 2 points, and then he ended up playing 4 quarter minutes. So there is that as well. So again, Carlton Lingard, another one of these tall guys that Bruce Weber, Shane Southwell, they recruited, and they've landed some big ones. So we'll see. We'll see what happens come January 4th. There's the Three Wide Podcast, EG3, here for a few minutes, breaking down the men's basketball roster for 2021 and 22. Here, so Maximus, I struggled from the field. Let's see, actually, that's different. Oh, yeah, that's called Carlton Lingard. I just read that. Yeah, Carlton Lingard. Ishmael has been good all year long, and I suspect him to get right and everything else like that. So, with all that said, I kind of like, hey, you know, got an opportunity here. Let's go. So, there is kind of the plans for that. Super fifth year senior Mike McGurl King comes back for a little bit. On that one as well, McGurl. Let's see. McGurl's last five players. Illinois with 5. 4 rebounds. No assists. North Dakota 15 points. 4. Except. And for you. So you're not. Yeah, so you're not, doing, you know, all other stuff like that. So, but yeah, Mike McGurl, I said 5-4, Illinois, North Dakota, 15 of 3 rebounds and 5 assists against North Dakota, Albany, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists. Then finally, Marquette last week or a few days prior, will be in that circuit area over there. As well, Mike McGurl, Lee Skylar Thompson of, so, yeah. Selton Miguel, a sophomore as well. And, again, I'm going to mention this again, but if they can put people around that cornerstone, Deuce Vaughn, Alex Casey, and then you have, Skylar has those shoes. So, yeah, they become somewhat of a household hit in this family. But anyways, here as, now I lost it again. Let's go back here and see what we can do here. We're almost done here. Got the wrong tab sheet out. Let me get that rebooted again. Yeah, it's been up and down already. So, but anyways, there's that as well. Ishmael Shud, Mike McGurl. Now you get to go to Selton Miguel. Selton Miguel from Landa Angolia West Oaks Academy. For him, finished off in a 22 battle. Illinois 0-2. Albany, 12 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. Wichita State, 12 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 cents as well. So, you know, this is big. Yeah, I know. This is really big for everyone that is involved with all of that jazz right there from him. Marquise Noel from Harlem, New York. St. Patrick's Day, he was born on that. How about that? And the intensity when he's out working or even in the right room, He's giving 110%. He's not half-assing it, not doing that. And that's what this crew needs to do. I mean, you're in the bottom of the cellar the last 2 years now? So definitely there's something there on that as well for K-State. And can they, how do I say this? Yeah, but anyway, I would think that, you know, we have Silton, a defensive specialist out there doing what he needs to do. That's the wrong statistics. There's the right statistics. Nope, that's not it. There's the right statistics there for Miguel. Miguel, no points, 2 assists, 4 rebounds against Illinois back on November 23rd. Then November 21st, Albany came to town. Albany, New York. He decided to fall asleep there with 10 and 12 and 3. Wichita State, 12 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Marquette didn't do anything. Cat was closed, so you can't do anything about that as well. But yeah, I mean, try to get through the rest of it. I'm getting close to the end of this podcast, analyzing men's basketball, the roster anyways, that is. Getting yourselves more familiar with it. It's going to be interesting for sure. If you're getting that type of production from those guys, then definitely there's nothing much you can do. So we'll have to find out come to the new year comes, because I know I have a lot of options as well off the court that I have to decide on as well. It's not fun. It's not fun. The process is really kind of dragged out a little bit. But hey, what are you going to do, right? Drew... Hang on, I skipped over this guy. Senior medicine Lodge, Kansas. Drew Honus, also a junior in Mexico. So there is, that might be the last one here. No, it's not. So there's 3 other players on here, and obviously you should know them by now because we're 9 games into the season. You heard us or read any articles on some of the K-State sports websites. Marquise Noel, Nigel Pack, Mark Smith. Noel from Harlem, New York, junior, Nigel Pack from Indy, and Mark Smith, 5th year from Edwards to here. So, yeah. what else are you going to do, right? So that kind of closes the book on this roster. And actually, you know what? Let's go back into it here. That's where we find Marquise Noel. 4 out of the last 5, he's been in double digits, including 18 points against North Dakota, 2 rebounds, 5 assists. Albany, New York, 6 points, a rebound, and 2 assists. Wichita State had a big second half for Noel, which propelled K-State to upset the Shockers. 16 against Wichita State, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. Marquette almost pulled off the upset there. Well, it was in Bramlage, and K-State was leading this game late, and Marquette somehow scratched another up, and they got the win there. Wichita State 16-8-4, Marquette 11-8-11, then Green Bay 22. So yeah, I mean, that's the way we're going to put it on the show. Why not? So I know there's going to be some pauses here and there at the rate I'm going here. So, but hopefully, you know, you got something out of that. Obviously, and quickly here, Nigel Pack, who's been in and out of the lineup, also, his last 5 games, he's missed a couple in this stretch, though, due to a concussion. Arkansas, 14 points. Illinois, 15 points. North Dakota State, 16-3-2. Albany, 17-5-3. And Green Bay is 6-1. And bam, there you go. So there is the 2021-2022 men's basketball roster for this year. So, and again, when this comes out tomorrow night-ish, late afternoon-ish, somewhere in there, early evening, we're going to know the result of that Nebraska game on the road for K-State. K-State needs this win. So, I mean, it's a must-win game. for those guys over there. So if obviously, I mean, half of them not going to even pay attention, but hey, it's okay. But anyways, we know about this hook now. What are we going to do with it? I don't know, you know, what's to do over there. So, but hey, it is what it is. Anyways, now I got a couple more minutes here. Obviously you're gonna hear a little bit of pauses here and there, but again, I wanted to do this men's basketball, and here coming soon we'll be diving in more about the women's team as well, getting to see where they're at as well. Hopefully they will win this game later on this evening as I record this podcast. I'm going to rest, actually, before recording my NASCAR podcast. I have a guest that's going to be on, hopefully, actually, later this morning, if he can do it, with his living situation. That's all I'm going for. So I'm going to say for that. He's also actually a big K-State fan, so he should be good to listen to this. But yeah, 6-3 men's basketball team here, as they look, hopefully when this podcast comes out, we'll already take care of Nebraska, but we'll see about that and how that goes. Meanwhile, episode 75 of the podcast is already out. Please listen at your normal usage or whatnot. And of course, I'm going to do another one of these. This will count. Episode 76 of the Pro Project Podcast. This will be count because I am now officially over 30 minutes. So got that. This will be out on Sunday. So hopefully we're talking about K-State winning, taking a sweep. We'll see what happens on the basketball court here this weekend. So a lot going on there. And hopefully, I like to do the individual matchups on a daily, so I have to count how many days left and how to figure all that out. But it should be all right with that. And a lot of quarterback news lately anyways. And that's kind of the first thing that I'm going to talk about is the quarterback situation over there. And, yeah, it is getting really dicey with LSU. Meanwhile, we know what happened with the Cats earlier. As of Thursday night, it became official Thursday night. Adrian Martinez will be a K-State Wildcat for his fifth and final season in college football. So that changes everything, and that's just going to be a whole nother podcast. That changes everything, in my opinion, as far as needing a quarterback, needing an experienced quarterback to give Big 12 defense a run for the money. And I think they have what they need to do that, despite the transfers from Joe Irvin and Jarcadia Wright. A lot more on that in the near future of the podcast. That's another podcast. I can get into that deeper than that. But this has been the basketball men's edition of the roster here. Just went from top to bottom. Bruce Weber, Chris Lowry, Jermaine Henderson, Shane Southwell, and others are your coaches as well. So we'll see if K-State here can somewhat, you know, keep everybody together here during the stretch and just warm up a little bit as well. So, hey, you know, we'll see what happens. The Pro Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcast, you know how it is, Audio Boom, and a couple more out there as well. The Pro Project Podcast here, the countdown to the new calendar year is officially on as well. So for K-State Nation, thank you for bearing with me, especially for the first half, or really all podcasts along there, kind of struggling a little bit, but got through it. And now I'm going to rest up here before hopefully I can get another episode in podcasting anyways. It'll be talking with a special guest. Hopefully he's able to carve an hour out of his schedule to do that. And that's early this morning. So see what happens there tonight. Obviously, when this episode goes up, we're going to know the results of the Wildcats Ducks matchup there as the ladies team looks to take down a ranked opponent in Oregon. So we'll see what happens there as well here in Bramlage tonight. But for now, it's time to put a pin on this discussion of the Purple Project Podcast. This is episode 76 of the PPPW Podcast, the Purple Project Podcast Weekly. Eddie Greer saying, once again, thank you for bearing in with me, guys, in between yawns and everything else. But got it done. Got it done. Wanted to do it, and it's going to get out. And you guys can subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. But for now, go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.